Hello everyone, this is Anke Menzler, your host for Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling. Today I'm going to talk about the importance of chaos for your success and the five pillars of clarity. You might think, oh my gosh, how can chaos be important for me? But bear with me. But before we dive in, let's go over really quickly what we are doing here. In this free virtual event, you are learning to crack your communication code that blocks you from taking charge in your career so you can have a successful career, earn the money you deserve, and make an impact without compromising yourself. And when you take all these sessions in, you will walk away with tools and practices that will help you tap into and amplify your personal power and trust your inner guidance. And rely on your skills and talents so you can create whatever you want for your career and your life. Myself, along with this panel of fabulous speakers, are sharing what it means for women to be empowered leaders for yourself and in your profession. They're rising into your full potential and create focus that allows you to reach your goals and keep the balance to live a fulfilled life. I invite you to listen to each one of these conversations to get the most out of this. One of these could be your game changer. One aha could literally be your turning point. Every morning, we'll be sending you an email with the link to the conversations of the day because they do expire, so watch out for them and check your junk mail in case some seem to be missing. And now let's go! A storm is coming up to sweep away your chaos. And I know that sounds like a storybook, but actually, outside, there is a storm raging. And this is, wow, this is so powerful. A storm is really either creating more chaos or it's sweeping away what's there. So let's get into this chaos theory that I have and which I love to share with you. Do you know people who always seem clear on their every step? On each and every step they do, they seem naturally know what they really want, and they go where they like, and yeah, they seem so clear. How do you feel then? Does that feel unfair, or do you wish you would be that clear, maybe be in their shoes? And because of what's going on in you, so really having these choices that you can take for your career, all the options out there, and decisions to make, yes, this can feel very heavy and of course then unfair and maybe also overwhelming, and chaos in your mind also brings up emotions like, okay, why can I not make this up? So you go maybe down a spiral which is not serving you anywhere, and it could also be that you cannot sleep and think about it constantly, and you get nervous. And probably you want to put your head in the sand like an ostrich. I know that because I have such moments too. A lot of people have. And it feels like this kid's play, I would say, the ball pit. Can you imagine the ball pit where there are all these diverse colored balls in, and there are yellows, there are greens, blues, red ones, and you are searching for yours, your color. So the one, and let's say there is this one pink one, and you cannot find it because of all the colors. Of course, this can feel very overwhelming. That's why we admire those people who jump into this ball pit, pick out their pink ball, and are so clear. Because yes, being clear feels like, oh, openness. Yeah, it feels light and the expansion. You can really feel how this would move you forward. Yes, see the opportunities. And let's look into that. And these people who seem so clear, let's bust some myths around that and create some clarity for you. This is all learnable. So first off, they are not magicians, Not at all. Yeah. You can really learn that. Some of them, so, and this I think is type one, some of them know what they really want because they naturally can tap into their selves. They are wired to their inner guidance, so really to their intuition, and they just know they have to take a chance when they feel it because else they would regret it. And lucky them, they truly know. They really know what to go for. Then there's number two, others that run through a internal clearing process. They have some strategies in place, how to figure out what's important for them and what they really want to do. It sometimes seems naturally, and they can do it alone sometimes. They know their strengths and capabilities. They have learned to do that. Some of them get help from outside, like a mentor, a coach, or someone they really trust. They have people around that they trust and can rely on, and they know who to ask for something like that. And then there is number three, those who live by ideas of others because the ideas work for them. Let me give you an example. When I was going out of school and was in front of this decision making for either opting for university or going straight into learning a job, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I think a lot of teenagers really don't know by then, because they don't have strategies how to find out what they want. And I was there, and it seemed a friend of mine was very clear in what she wanted to do, and I was good at the same subject. So what did I do? I followed because I didn't know what else to do. And others, they follow the role models they have, maybe their parents or their grandparents. You can see that in a lot of people who maybe have police officers in their family, and the complete family line is full of police officers. Or yes, maybe they are carpenters and they have a business, and of course they want their children to go into that. And yes, sometimes it's following expectations of your parents and not figuring out what we really want. It is kind of the way of least resistance. And here comes the good news. We are never only one type. We carry a bit of everything in us, and all of us do so. Some of us have more of one aspect and less of the other, but still we have it. And as diverse as we are, and so this is also the reason for diversity, why some of us need diverse strategies to become clear, to feel clear, and to trust their guidance, their intuition, their gut feeling. And getting into the trust of your inner guidance is the key in here. So let me share a story of my client. She was working, I emphasize, as a successful designer in the fashion industry. She really enjoyed her work, was good at it, was indulging in the creativity process. So really getting creative, producing really beautiful stuff. And she was getting good money for that. She was really successful, and she seemed so clear about that. Behind the scenes, what was going on? She was close to burnout, didn't have time for her partner, and none at all for herself. She eventually quit. And months later, she found herself in coaching with me. Lucky me and lucky her, because from there, wow, we could make something really great happen. She wanted to switch careers, and the chaos had taken a chance on her. The chaos of her mind, in this case named creativity, being blessed on one side because you are blessed with creativity and you know how to produce new creative ideas. And on the other hand, at the same time cursed, because of course the load of these ideas, they simply took over. And wow, she has so many ideas what to do, what to deliver, but she got lost in it. And as she got lost in it, she had more ideas and she felt she needed some more training, because training was how she perceived she could get into some clarity, because as long as she can learn, everything is good. And yes, of course, she didn't want to lose herself again. So that's why she came into coaching. So she was there having loads of ideas, having these ideas of training and still wanting to be true to herself. So sometime down the road, when we had been looking into and behind her curtains, and that's the crucial part I want to say, it turned out that the creativity is being her source, and partly, of course, she likes this creative process. And the other part is that she was living up to her own expectations of satisfying other people's expectations. And by the way, we are talking about beliefs that we have in terms of satisfying other people's expectations, to show that she is successful, because she was thinking about what would they say about me if I switch careers and if I'm not again successful in there. Do I make the right decision for myself, for the business? And there was this heavy pressure on her, making the right decision out of these great ideas, but which blocked her. So when we worked through this, through her underlying patterns in, okay, talking herself out of stuff, talking herself into, okay, I have to make something happen because others might think something of me, like my parents or friends, how would they perceive me? And so really getting into that, how she feels with that, and recognizing what her underlying patterns were. After that, of course, it didn't taste good, because she had to focus on a bit of what was really going on, so on her inner stuff. And this is really, really crucial here, working what's going on with what's going on, and then taking from there a decision. And she told me in the next session that she made a decision, and she was so clear. I could see and feel how clear she was to work on her foundation, which was gaining trust in her own decisions and knowing that she has to set the foundation for her business up and park all the creative ideas for later. And this didn't taste good, because she was this creative person, as she still is. And yes, of course, she wants to apply all of them, but she also knew she had to maybe focus on something different. And this was good. But she owned it. She really owned her stuff. So what did she do? She signed up for a training. Yes, but why? Because it was the foundational skill she needed to serve her clients and herself. So she made a smart decision to serve two topics at one time, and recognized that she was really feeling good about it. Because her first question when she came into the session with me was, Anke, I have to take a decision and I don't know what it is. So, and she showed me all the ideas and I knew exactly, okay, there's something going on. At the end, she was so clear making that decision. And that's what I want for you as well. And what was showing was the signs of chaos. So you see, her signs of chaos were the inner chatter, the inner ideas, the creative ideas, so too many somehow. And she could not make a decision based on that amount of ideas. and the thoughts that she had of what others think. And also, she was not really trusting her inner guidance. So thinking of the problems, what could come up from that. And yeah, the outside of that, and this was nothing that showed with her, but this could happen for others, is your place could be a mess, honestly. If you are a person that is usually clear and your apartment is usually straight in order, then it could be that there are some places that are a bit cluttered. You don't have to have a complete mess that shows you there's something going on. That's very obvious. But keep an eye on these little things that show up that are usually not your style. And laying a bit here, having a bit there, and maybe it's only your desk that looks like chaos. So also, the signs could show on the outside. It could be that more problems are showing up than usually. So these are also outer signs. And the good, and that's the important thing here, and this is why all of this is so important, the chaos. Chaos is a sign. And if you are good in reading the sign, if you know that chaos is a sign and you can read it, so you get aware of it, then you can do, and you can get so clear. The possibilities show up, the opportunities come and they find you, and it's not that you have to find them. So it is likely that when these underlying programs run on autopilot and you don't put some awareness on that, you end up in the same situation again. So like with my client, she recognized, even when she was switching into her new career, some patterns came up again. So herself overworking, thinking of what others might think, I have to deliver, and really getting into it. And if you own it, then you can really get out of this chaos and struggle. It is so necessary to understand how you tick. And when you know how you tick, you can manage to get out of that. And coming to a theory, which is the chaos theory, which I really like, is the idea of that is you can start the same way, but it does not have to end in the same way. And that's where this comes to play. You can start the same way as soon as you put some awareness on your programs, on your patterns. You will recognize, yes, I have choice and I can turn this around. And this is exactly where then the clarity and the confidence comes from, where you can safely make the next step. So let's get you into the next step of clarity, which is these five pillars. Wow. So having the magic of awareness as the must have, and think of these five pillars as these Greek monuments. You can imagine them, these big pillars, big houses, and they look so stable and everything seems so clear. There's nothing fluffy around that. It's just there. And I want you to maybe take a pen and paper right now, press pause and do it right now, or maybe doing it afterwards, hearing the replay again, is draw five pillars and name them. Number one is the career in general. And number two is the finances. Number three will be health. Number four is relationships, so connections. And number five is values. And then look at those and ask yourself the question, how satisfied are you with these areas in your career? So in general, are you satisfied with your career? What's going on there? And you know, pillars are usually filled up. So take a pen and fill them up to the level of satisfaction that you have. then you can do the same with the finances, the health, relationship, and values. And I want to give you some ideas of what to ask yourself for these pillars as well. So the finances, for example, are you satisfied with your finances right now in this area? So do you get the right amount of payment? So are you satisfied with that? Or at the end of the month, is there enough left over? The same goes with your health. Oh, are you overworking yourself constantly? Or do you have time for breaks, really mental and bodily? So get yourself into a vacation. Can you really get into a break after work? Or are you still stressing about it? Next is the relationship part, which is connection. How connected do you feel with your coworkers, your managers, or even with your clients? How connected are you and how connected would you like to be? Are you satisfied with that? Fill that up again. And then again with the values. Each one of us has values we live by and we don't have to neglect them in our work. No, the same goes with the relationship, the finances and health. Everything is part of our life. So you see, you can take these five pillars to your life or to your career, especially to your career, and really fill them in. And after that, look at it and ask yourself, what should my future look like in all of these areas? So how much would you love them to be filled? And if you take again, this house, this monument, this Greek big thing that's so stable. You can also put a roof onto your five pillars right now. Imagine this is a house. And if you look at those pillars, how satisfied are you right now? And would this roof hold? So is it stable? Is your house stable? And what then comes to my mind is, I love country songs. And there is a country song that sings about when the bones are good, the rest don't matter. So this is so, it speaks to me because it says exactly, if you're good with all of these pieces in your life, in your career, all of these areas, everything is good. It does not matter what comes because you cannot be blown away. So how stable are those? And what would you like your future to look like? So if you had in mind this chaos where you say, oh my gosh, I don't know what to make for a living. I don't know how to get a next pay raise. I have so many ideas, but what's the necessary step to take here? And you get so many creative ideas and or you get it from outside. And then there you are, you don't know what to do. Should you opt for another career? Should you switch the jobs? Because it might seem that you can only get a raise if you switch the job. Then this is exactly the moment where you have to pause and bring the awareness on it and own your stuff. Own it, definitely. Look at the patterns. What's going on? Are you rather opting for the next job or do you have the guts to really go and ask for the pay raise? And do you dare taking the chance to ask someone else how they did it or get someone beside you, a sparring partner, anyone you trust? And that's where the magic happens. You create this awareness and then you take action from there. What's going on? And what's then the next step? And I think from that, there's so much creative clarity possible. And if you have now some awareness on where you are, that's so amazing. And if you still need some help, I would love to invite you to my free coaching session, a 30-minute private coaching session. This is my free gift to you in which I help you find out what you really want. Where are the points that create this chaos around you? And really, what's going on? subconsciously making, maybe blocking you from breaking through this. And yes, hey, we are talking about breaking through your glass ceiling. So this is another glass ceiling that you might just feel or think. And yes, we can there really get into all that stuff, uncover that, and you will walk away with some great next steps that will help you make real shifts happen. And it does not have to be hard. It can be fun. But I will definitely show up as my true self and embrace all of you, welcome you with open arms so that you can trustfully step into your next step. So yes, I invite you to take advantage of this. Get the benefit of a 30-minute coaching session with me. I'd love to know you better. And now please keep in mind, more sessions will be delivered to your inbox tomorrow. Remember, you have access for a full 7 days after each interview is released. So please keep that in mind. I look forward to joining you in our next session tomorrow. Until then, don't forget that changes need chances. So give yourself a chance to rise into your power and embody your true self. It is your time to shine.